This is KMBA News. I'm Trip Krause. At a time where virtual platforms are largely becoming the norm, many Alaskan natives are entering a new era of content creation. KMBA's Kashona Noda speaks with two collaborators about their new Indigenous-centered project on climate change.
You may know Alice Kanik Glenn from her podcast, Coffee and Quack.
Radio check, anybody copy? Hi everyone, I'm Alice Kanik Glenn.
But she's recently partnered with journalist Jenna Coons to create an audio and print collaboration that investigates climate change on the North Slope. Glenn describes how it all came together.
So Jenna and I flew up to Utqiagvik for a couple of weeks to interview community members about climate change and the adaptability and the resilience of the Inupiat in the face of climate change.
Alaska Natives on the Front Line was funded by a grant from the Pulitzer Center. Coons, who's not Alaska Native, reached out to Glenn to see if she wanted to sign on. At first, Glenn was nervous about the prospect.
It's not, you know, someplace on a map. It's my hometown. So I felt really particular about about that. But I mean, so I kind of wrote back like really quick, like, first of all, this is what I'm concerned about to Jenna. And then if she wasn't going to receive that in a way that I wanted, then I was going to be like, okay, well, moving on. But she was really gracious and she was open to learning and hearing that perspective as well. So I felt so much more comfortable after, that first interaction with her.
Coons's written portion of the project, an article titled What Choice Do We Have, is a high-level overview of the work the two accomplished.
That was my piece of the project. And then Alice's accompanying piece will be we did 8 interviews together, and then I did some additional interviews in my remaining time there that were incorporated in the written piece. But it's sort of like the breakdown of the interviews. So I think it will be a really interesting pair because you can read the written piece and then you can listen to the audio, and the audio is the actual interviews. So it's a really interesting way to approach a journalistic piece, I think, because you're seeing the bare bones as well.
While doing research for the project, Coons came across work that examines the language mainstream media has used to talk about people from the Arctic.
Predominantly words like loss of culture, threat of extinction, these really negative words were used to describe the people when the people were being described at all, oftentimes.
Glenn says the collaboration actively works against the vanishing native stereotype by going directly to the community.
I think it's just, what's the word? It's like irresponsible. It's irresponsible to talk about people in that way and not think that it's going to affect them, affect people. So we were just really excited to talk to residents and to people who are involved and people who have, opinions on that, because it was straight from the community.
The project ultimately reframes discussions about climate change and places Indigenous voices from America's northernmost city at the forefront.
Yeah, there are changes. Yeah, it's happening rapidly, but we've undergone change already, So this isn't anything new to the Inupiat. We're going to stay. We're going to be here. We're going to be able to meet challenges head on. We are adaptable. We are resilient.
As Alaska Native people, we've entered a new age and now have many outlets to share our voices. The collaboration between Glenn and Coons is a good example.
I just hope that people can understand that and start to think about the people that are actually undergoing the change rather than just some kind of, phenomenon that's happening in the world and be removed from it. It's easy to be removed from something that you can't see or you don't know the people, but we want to provide that perspective, that understanding, and that story, that human side.
For information about Alaska Natives on the Front Line, go to the Pulitzer Center's website or coffeeandquack.com. In Anchorage, I'm Kashona Nota.
And for KMBA News, I'm Trip Krause.